information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you. And if my voice sounds a little bit squeaky and all over the place and all that sort of thing, I broke it while performing at the Improv Show. Like, it was really bad, like, on the day, and I think ideally I wasn't supposed to use it and that sort of thing. Then just broke it because I was emceeing, and my voice was just... yeah. So yeah, anyway, welcome to this week's show. Before I talk about, in fact, this week, I'm just going to have a rant in the first section, then later on I'll give you the top stories that made the news this week, and then in the final section, I'm going to unpack that creepy story about the woman who stabbed her, her husband three times, with three knives. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, first thing I'll talk about is, like, you know, I'm proper pissed. Like, I am so angry, like, it's not believable. Zimbabwe just lost a match against Ireland just now on Saturday, and it was, like, one of the most ridiculous pieces of umpiring to start with on that Sean Williams elimination, and Zimbabwe ended up losing by 5 runs, so that was supposed to be a 6. And the thing that really pisses me off, you know, I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking, what about the guy who made the catch and claimed that he had made the catch and that there was, and the guy was out? Mooney, that's his name. Like, what sort of fairness is that? Like, how do you catch a ball and you know that you stepped on the rope and then claim, no, no, it wasn't out? You went outside the boundary with the ball. Yeah, he stepped on the scaffolding, not the scaffolding, he stepped on the rope. And what kind of life is that? You know, I remember this guy called Jacobs, who was suspended for a couple of matches in Zimbabwe a couple of years ago after claiming to have stumped someone when he hadn't against India. And I think that's what should happen to Mooney. And all the evidence was there. The whole world saw that that wasn't out. And then the umpire gives it as an out. For me, that is strange. I mean, it's just horrible. This is a whole bunch of decisions that have just gone against Zimbabwe in this World Cup. Like, if you look at the match against Sri Lanka, the number of wide calls and no balls that were not called against Sri Lankan players, that could have made a huge difference, especially given that the target was so small. Could have won that match. And the number of times that Brendan Taylor has been given out when he hasn't been out, I mean, what kind of life is that? I'm proper pissed, and it's a huge disservice to the boys, because they're out there really fighting. And there's a huge shout out to Dav Watmore, who's turned them into a team and has given them a huge sense of belief, and they're really fighting now, which is something I love to watch in the new Zimbabwe team. You can see that sense of, we hate losing and we're going to do everything, and everybody gets in. And to my man of the tournament is Sean Williams. It's just been amazing. For the third time in like 4 matches or something, he passed the 70 mark. And that 6 would have given him his century. So no thank you for nothing, ICC and Ireland. Not the whole lot of Ireland, but I'm just looking at that player. Because I don't want to make it seem that I'm taking the piss at the whole of Ireland, like the whole national team for Ireland. You know, I think that's... You, like Brendan Taylor said, you've got to trust the decision of the player. You just got to trust him if he says, because you feel that you is somebody's honest. And I feel like the players are greater pedigree. I remember at one, I think it was Ricky Ponting at some point, could have claimed a catch and he just said no, it had surfaced. But as David Coulthard said, you know, good thing is, this shows that Zimbabwe cricket is back in business. The fact that we're fighting, and it's not just against the associate nations, even against Pakistan, we gave it a good fight. And I say to Zimbabwe cricket, tell the boys we love them. Yeah, we love what they're doing for the country, and they should keep doing it, and we're very, very proud of them.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Fuck it. Just play another hit.
Warehouse.
ngaphakama ngavuka ngiphume emgodini ngithaba kube ngiphume ebunandini umlilo kasathane ngacitsha emanzini impilo yami ngafaka ishukela
life ngasabaye you wanna happen that supply all of us take away nobody when I say faka yeah life ngasabaye you wanna happen that supply all of us take away nobody when I say faka yeah ishukela faka ishukela 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 Ngafaka ichikela Boshiri boke bona baya sekela Bati bafuna imali, 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 imali Yenengi gepela
Yeah, the sound of a man who you normally know as Cynthia Murray's manager. A guy by the name of Titan from the Abra tribe. The track is called Faga Pressure. It's a brand new track and it's only just now available for download on the internet. So it just got released this past Saturday. The name is Larry. You're listening to the Criticast. And the thing I'll talk about right now, I'm going to talk about the news that happened this past week. Zim Dancehall Awards were handed out. Turkey Vibes, as expected, scooped the best artist of the year, grabbed like two or three other prizes. So yeah, shout out to him. Winker D was among the winners, as was Say Colors. If you're asking me who the song of the year was, that was Talkie Vibes again. The track was called My, you know that track. Shout out to him. And then also what happened this week, the Metro FM Awards also happened this past week. And Casper Nyovest clinched 5 of the 7 awards that he was nominated for. Congratulations to him. Are we talking about any awards? No, absolutely not. DSTV subscriptions went up. Yeah, they went up by $1 and $4 and all sorts of things. And people are like, oh, why are they up? Apparently, there have been like 6 or 7 new channels that they've added to the bouquets. So, yeah, I don't know. ZBC saying they're going to have a whole bunch of channels coming out. Don't know if that means that many people are just going to say, okay, let's see what ZBC is all about. And then in sport, just going to talk a bit about sport. The guy by Davis Cup, we're not doing that well. In fact, we're doing terribly. Our Zimbabwe tennis team is doing horribly in the Davis Cup. We're hosting Bosnia-Herzegovina. And it's a good afternoon out for the family and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I know it's just weird. Yeah, it sucks. And then also Highlanders versus Caps United a week ago ended in violence, in which a Caps United fan was injured and is now in hospital or whatever. CAT scans are being done at him, so that's just horrible. I hate how Highlanders has just picked up this flack of being known as a team that is predisposed towards engaging acts of violence and that sort of thing, and that just pisses me off. It's just like, no, let's just not do that. It's just like, yeah. So it's just not a good look, is it? And then also happened this past week, 8 new radio stations that will be located in regions were announced in Harare, Shishawane, Masvingo, Kweru, Bulawayo, Victoria Falls, and Mutare. And AB Communications got 2 licenses, so did Kingston's. And there was a license for Munyaradzi Wengwerere's station out there in Shishawane. So yeah, well, congratulations to them. The commercial radio stations, they're not community radio stations, so in case people start getting that wrong. And then finally, the craziest and creepiest and weirdest story of this past week was, you know, Walter Magaya, the prophetic healing and deliverance guy. Apparently, he saved a girl from masturbation. Yep. It's what prayer says. Apparently, the good prophet, as he's called, saved this girl who'd been masturbating since the age of 15, but don't know how old she is right now. And, well, also, anybody else who was in the congregation was saved. It's just weird. Maybe he should learn to do what Makhandi was doing now. Makhandi was now going around and cleaning streets, doing practical community stuff, because that's a good look, because he was out sweeping the streets last weekend. So, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just, come on, man.
Jamming your airwaves. Laying the hottest R&B and hip hop.
I didn't mean to make you cry. I had to leave a note goodbye. Can't stand the tears that in your eyes. Your eyes. I know it comes as no surprise. Cause we've been fighting every night. Oh, baby, don't turn off the lights. the lights. You know my heart was beating for you. My love was only for you. Hate that we were so through, so through.
Yeah, that's the smooth sounds of a lady by the name of Yolanda Candace. The track is called The Note. It's beautiful R&B from Zimbabwe. She's just a lovely girl that love her music. The name is Larry, listen to the Criticast. And on the other side, I'm talking about a woman scorned on the back of that story about that woman who stabbed her husband to death. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It's weird out there. This is coming up on the other side of the DJ C-Mac Top 5. The name is Larry, listen to the Criticast.
It began in Africa.
Follow me, oh, my baby, I gotta make you mine. Just follow me, yeah, my baby, because I like the way you shine. So baby,
continuous calls like she took up a dent. 9/11 when we break up, but it feel like heaven when we make up. I wanna stay true to you.
Sad. Is it him making a fool out of himself again?
Are you listening to DJ C-Mac? A super DJ is this upon the turntables.
Yeah, shout out to DJ C-Mac with his top 5 tracks that you should be listening to right now from Zimbabwe. He'll be back next week, but if you can catch him on Star FM between 4:30 and 5 p.m, get yourself a party going on right there. The name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. And in the final segment of the Criticast, it's that story. That's like the most horrific story ever. In this past week, a woman apparently stabbed her husband multiple times using 3 different knives because she found a message in his phone that suggested he was cheating. And scary thing, the 3 kids that the couple have were in the house when everything happened. So you can just imagine the horror that they're going through. It's like, wow. They're hearing all sorts of weird sounds and stabbings and sorts of thing happening. And you're just kind of, wow, this is just deep, man. And the depth of it is on so many multiple layers. I mean, first of all, it's the cheating aspect. Okay, oh yeah, that's wrong, horrible. Let's not do that, you know. But the reaction to it is just like over the top. And many people think, oh, she could have just walked away. But in reality, when you think about situations like this, most people don't realize that there were certain traits that the person had probably had before that suggested that they were predisposed to having extreme reactions to situations. What some people then end up calling temporary insanity, but everybody's temporary insanity depends on where they come from. So you don't come from 0 to 100 from nowhere. Maybe she was already on like 80 and she just needed an extra push to get to 100. It's just weird, though. It's weird. And then, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, no, she could have just walked away. It's difficult to talk about a situation like that and say, and think how you might react in a situation like that because it's a unique set of circumstances. Sometimes I say getting pushed over the edge could be just a set of circumstances that leads to that point. You could just be, you know, in going through some stuff and your reaction is just over the top. And that sort of thing. So now you look at the family now. It's just been broken apart because I don't see that woman getting out of prison. I don't know. Unless she's got like a super awesome, like, I don't know what kind of lawyer she has got. I don't see her getting out. So those kids now suddenly, dad is dead and mom is in prison for killing dad. it's a very difficult situation. And then when you think about it, a lot of the talk is about, oh, how horrible it is. But no one is talking of this as being maybe a flashpoint for domestic violence being perpetrated against men in the house. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any facts in the history, but, you know. But a lot of this stuff is happening. And it's only a situation this extreme that everybody's like, oh, my goodness. And not to say to take anything away from the horror, but if it had turned out that he had murdered the poor woman, the story would be a much bigger story about how men are such horrible creatures and that sort of thing. It's just a reflection of society and where our cares are at the moment. And each crime is as bad as the other, and that's just my point. And there's nothing, none that is more special than the other. And that's something that's critical to the argument. And I don't know. At the end of the day, you're just kind of hoping, you know, you're kind of hoping that there's some sort of survival that's out there for these kids. Because that's the thing that just got me thinking, oh, wow. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know what it is. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this week's Criticast. And yeah, my voice is still cracky and weird and so forth. But yeah, it's 15 minutes of my life. Anyway, I would like to get you to get in touch with me on these and any other issues. The email address to get in touch with me is info@larrycreditie.com, or go to my website, www.larrycreditie.com, or you can follow me on Twitter @creditie. And creditie has got a YI at the end. And before I go, I want to wish every woman out there happy International Women's Day. The hashtag is make it happen. So yeah, take care of yourselves and everybody that you love. And I leave you listening to a remix to a monster track from Junior Brown and Ten Diamond. Was it Ten Diamond featuring Junior Brown? The track is called Happy. This is the Zion Black remix. The name is Larry. Take care of yourself.
Drink is similar.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?